And then, and the water on the pond got down below 32, and there was a
Yeah, it's getting nasty.
Yeah, what would you call a thin covering of ice on a pond? Yeah.
Well, I call it a sheet of ice.
Okay. Yeah, you ever call something like a skim or a...
Yeah, skim over the water. Okay. Sheet of ice.
All right, and if it gets much colder, the water in the pond might...
Freeze over.
Okay, and then it did, and you'd say now the water has...
Frozen over.
Okay, and this room is called...
Living room.
All right, now, the rooms, would you just name the rooms in your house for me? First in this house, and then in the house you were raised in.
Well, you start with that?
Sure, any way you want.
You mean bedroom?
Okay.
Living room? And dining room, kitchen, and two bedrooms, and I have a carport out of which I made a bedroom out of.
Uh-huh. And then out here is the
front porch.
Do you have one back?
Back porch, yes.
Now, to be a porch, does it have to be covered in your mind? Would it have to have a
I'd say not.
Well, not necessarily have something overhead.
Well, ordinarily they have, but you could have a porch without them.
Okay. Now, what about the rooms in the house you were raised in?
Well, it was a seven-room house, two-story.
And what were those rooms called?
Well, bedroom, dining room.
What did you call it? The living room, the big room downstairs. Was that called the living room?
Well, we had a big fireplace about 3 foot and a half.
Uh-huh.
And we practically lived in it.
Uh-huh.
Dining room right up from it.
Uh-huh.
And living room, and then the bedroom, and upstairs 3 bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
The hall, stairway went up to it.
So really downstairs it was a big kitchen?
It just, as our home.
Uh-huh.
Back porch, front porch, went from all the way around the house.
Uh-huh. I see. Now, if you're talking about how high the ceiling was. How high would you say the ceiling is in this room?
It's practically 8 foot.
And how about in your other house?
Oh, it was 9, I guess.
Okay. And you were talking about the fireplace before. What do you call that part of the fireplace that extends out on the floor?
A hearth.
All right. And what about the part over the top of it?
Mantle.
All right. Did you ever call that anything else?
Well, probably have. That was.
Did you ever hear it called a fireboard?
Yes, I have.
Who used that expression?
Well, maybe later in years, maybe. But,
you don't think of that though as an old time term that your father was using?
No, I don't think so. I think it's later on.
Okay, and the smoke goes up the
chimney.
And the two things in a fireplace that hold the logs in place.
Dog iron.
All right. And if you have a large log in there that might burn for a couple of days, what would you call that?
Backlog.
Okay. And a small and smaller pieces of wood that you'd use to get a fire started.
Kiln or front log.
Yeah. Now, what about something even smaller than kindling that's made of pine? That you might use, that you could even almost start with a flint.
Shavings?
Yeah. Thinking something like lightered or fat pine or rich pine?
Yeah.
Which of those might you use?
Rich pine.
Alright. And the stuff you clean out of a stovepipe is called?
Soot.
Alright. The stuff you clean out of a fireplace